Okay, what were we talking about? Mark Twain?
Yeah.
Pussy.
I did 20 minutes on Mark Twain.
Did you?
Yeah, I did a retrospective. You
mean Sam Clemens?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Sov.
Thank you.
Coming with in.
The, who wrote about the Damn, frog what and are the you, toad?
A big Sam Clemens
fan? Dude, I'm a fucking huge Sam Clemens fan. I love, like I said, the frog that he wrote about.
1 second. There we
the,
go.
The guy with the...
That guy, Jim.
Jim.
Classic Jim.
Yeah.
You know how Jim would, like, you know, Dwight would do something.
Can you just, like, wiggle the bottom of your mic?
Pussy, cable?
See if that fixes it.
Are you getting that from... I'm not hearing that at all.
Yeah, but you don't have a sensitive ear.
You don't have...
We've determined right before this,
ear.
This started that, at one, I'm deaf.
True.
Mm-hmm. I am
partial. Your headphones were so
but
loud.
But you're an audiophile.
But you sound... He sounds like he's speaking through a toilet paper roll.
So, talk again, Sol?
I had the hardest of dicks, and I fucked you in
bit.
The ass
a
with it.
Bit.
Yeah, I don't know what creates that or what causes that. But.
Incredible masculinity.
No.
I think the ice.
I'm picking up the AC
microphone,
also a little bit.
It's not
no?
the AC.
It's not the AC. About the AC. It sounds right. like he's speaking through a glory hole.
Well, how would you know what that sounds like?
Know?
Because I'm an audio engineer.
So you went to glory holes to check
yeah,
what
Nick
it sounded
goes
like?
With.
I graduated. I went to USC for Foley.
Yeah.
Foley work.
Foley? Yeah, Nick does field recordings at glory
Dave
holes.
Foley?
Yeah.
You sucked off Dave Foley from the new kids on the block?
Yeah.
The kids.
What, the kids in the hall?
The kids in the hall.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to just take the headphones off because
okay.
it's going to drive me fucking insane.
That's all right. Go au naturel, dude.
Yeah, which the headphones help for...
Impressions?
The yes.
Yeah.
But they hurt for, like,
what?
Riffing.
You think so? I
yeah.
think they help.
No, for
we
me...
We never had headphones for years.
That's
yeah.
true.
We
doing it without
headphones
company.
Is way better.
That is true.
It makes it feel more like organic.
Fuck it, I'm taking the headphones
I'm
going to
take them off, too.
Yeah.
We all got no headphones.
You also switch positions. I'm in the middle now.
Right.
In the chair.
Yeah, this
which,
is new
you know, I have dynamic. To say, I don't mind it, but I see myself as the superconductor of the show. I'm like
you kind of have an Ed McMahon kind of vibe. Man.
Well, no, I'm like the most valuable piece of metal, the alloy. I'm connecting. The electricity flows through me in between you two.
Yeah.
So now.
Now I can't hear you. I might right. actually be deaf.
You think you are?
I mean, I'm having trouble hearing you.
You're having trouble hearing me speak right now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
It's not particularly clear. I don't know if it's... If, like, air conditioning is on, that's the thing. I have trouble, like differentiating noises. If there's, like, multiple noises on. Like, even if I have my air conditioning on, even if I turn the volume all the way up on my TV, I can't
yeah.
hear the TV.
That's
should
right.
we turn the AC off?
Your Honor, the air conditioner was on. Mm. I could not hear her saying no.
Yeah.
I could not hear the young... No, don't turn the air conditioner off.
We can just hose you down.
I'm going to get damp. My titties are going to sweat. All right, fine.
But you're driving anyways.
That's true.
It'll make the car go faster.
Really?
Yeah, lubrication yeah. and cooling.
Also, you'll lose a little bit of water weight.
Yeah,
that's true.
You'll save on some gas mileage. There.
Okay, yeah. that's. Do you guys have one of those?
Well, didn't it? Because you're going to the dentist, and they said that you have to do exercise. You have to lose 15 pounds before they can
see my gums.
Yeah, I love that part. I love that on that show, My 600-Pound Life, where the people go to get the surgery because they're too fat, and the doctor's like, well, you're too fat, so you need surgery, but unfortunately, we can't do the surgery because you're too fat.
You're that fat that even the get you less fat surgery.
Yeah, so you're going to have to lose weight before we can even do the surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very funny.
That is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never do the surgery, by the way. I'm au naturel.
Yeah.
I talked to a guy who had the surgery.
Yeah.
Apparently, you have to really chew the fuck out of your foods.
Yeah, because your stomach's full or small.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, and you can eat, like, you can snap the band.
Yeah, you could, which I would, of course I would do that.
Yeah,
there's no way
band.
I wouldn't snap the band. I would overeat. I wouldn't eat liquid.
No, it would just smash cut to us at a comedy club, and you're like, ooh, I think I snapped my band.
I'm like, fuck, why do they keep bringing out these free pizzas?
A nacho plate for an entire bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
I just eat it off on stage.
Former slut nachos. Clearly says feed 16 to 20 underneath it, and you're like, ooh, maybe I'll try.
I'll get it for the table.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll see what it tastes like to eat the entire thing.
And everyone's like, we just came from dinner. I'll get it from the table.
Yeah, the whole table wants it.
I'm glaring at anyone that takes more than one chip, by the way. Like, okay, you liked it? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were at dinner.
Yeah, you said you had dinner already.
So it's for the rest of the table.
Yeah, why don't you go to the bathroom?
All I need is 30 seconds, baby, to do the damage.
Yeah.
To do damage to the fucking bachelor.
No, I think the waitress came by and took it. It's like, but the plate's still there. Oh, the plate's still there, huh?
Yeah.
What are you, fucking Philip Marlowe?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
Is that who you are?
Yeah.
What are you, some sort of dick? Nice fart, dude.
I didn't hear it. No headphones also affects how good I am at farting into the mic.
I was at the Apple store the other day. You have to like get your head like with the forehead, like, do you have a fever gun thing? And one of the Apple store attendees had a long beard like Nick's, and they make masks for beard guys now. I don't know if you've seen this, Nick.
No, I saw James Harden wearing one.
James Harden was wearing one. Yeah, it's just a long mask that goes around
your
beard.
I'm just gonna go to Costco until someone tries to viral video me without a mask and be like, "I'm sorry, I can't. I have to have my mouth open to suck cock because I'm gay."
Oh, okay. I didn't know Costco was homophobic.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was a homophobic place.
So I'm supposed to stop sucking cock while I'm shopping.
I'm here to suck cock.
Is that what you expect of me?
Yeah.
Is that the standard you would hold heterosexual Costco shoppers to?
Mm-hmm. Attention, heterosexual shoppers.
Fuck.
Attention, gay sex shoppers.
Attention, gay sex shoppers. The guy's dick aisle is now restocked.
The men's penis aisle has been restocked. I think that fixed it.
Nice.
You fixed it?
Are you ready for the sex, girls?
Are you ready for the sex,
I think it was, stuff was maybe... Maybe there's like a built-in compressor or something.
When your dick is too big, they can tell through the timbre of your
voice. Yeah, they got to compress it down.
You think that's what your problem is?
Yeah.
Nice try.
I do think that. I was just reading up on the manual.
No, it sounds bad again.
No, it sounds fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. It's not something.
Who gives a shit? Oh, actually, I see what you're saying.
It can't be fixed.
Who cares?
It can't be explained. Every audio fag that fucking DM me, they're like, "It's simple, dude. You just change." No, it's not.
Shut the fuck up. How about that?
Why don't you come do it?
You know what's simple? Measuring your penis. Yeah. It says 1 centimeter.
1 centimeter.
You never even have to look at the other ridges on the ruler.
That's why you went to the School of Audio Arts.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's how you get in. Mm-hmm. They do one of those scans, but not for your temperature, but if your dick is 1 centimeter.
Yeah.
And if it is, here's a pair of cans and a fucking copy of fucking Fruity Loops.
I'm jealous of Tim, man. Tim went out to Palm Springs.
Tim Dillon?
Yeah. I'm trying to be out in the desert.
What did he do? Did he do mushrooms in the desert?
No, he's sober.
Yeah, he's sober.
Did he do a vision quest?
He just got a place out there. He's been doing quarantine out in Palm Springs.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to go out in the desert.
I just watched that Andy Samberg Palm Springs movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Groundhog's Day. That's it.
You mean Groundhog's Day?
Yeah, no, it's not Groundhog's Day. It's an Andy Samberg one.
You said Groundhog's Day?
Oh, no, Groundhog's Day.
It's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Fucking dummy.
It's not good. There's one groundhog.
Yeah, but it's his day. Actually, it's an apostrophe.
Hold on. I actually don't know which one it is anymore.
It's Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog's Day.
It's definitely not Groundhog Day.
Yeah. No, it's not
you
Groundhog
said Groundhog Day.
I made a mistake.
And on purpose you did it.
No, I didn't.
I know you did.
No, it was not.
I know
one
you
of my,
did it on
One
purpose.
Of my cool malapropisms that people love so much.
Shut up.
No, it's
Groundhog's
Day.
Don't say the word
day.
Malapropism.
They're very funny, dude.
Don't say the word malapropism.
I won't.
Don't get upset with yourself. Here it is. It's Groundhog Day. There's no F.
You got it.
Yeah.
Is that the movie or is that the holiday, though?
Well, I guess, it's one of those
movies. You know what? It should be Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Not the movie.
The day.
No, there's only one groundhog.
But it's his day.
But
I agree.
Not,
when Adam said it's his day,
yes.
I agree with him. It's Punxsutawney Phil's day.
Yeah.
Let him shine.
Adam. Grant, no, listen, it's an apostrophe.
Wait, did you just say your own name?
No, I said if it's like Adam's cake, that doesn't mean there's more than one Adam.
So you should get into talking in the third person.
Yeah, of course, dude. No, it's
Groundhog's Day. I like the idea.
I always thought it was Groundhog's Day.
Started off as Badger Day.
This is a classic Berenstain Bear.
Dachstag is what it was called.
Dachstag?
Yeah, Candlemas is primarily Catholic festival in the German.
That sounds like
Kristallnacht.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was thinking about, like, so they sent all those federal agents to Portland to do fascism, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The unmarked kidnappings or whatever.
Yeah.
And now they pulled them out, and, like, they didn't do anything.
I think
it didn't stop the protests. It didn't stop people from fucking up the courthouse.
No, I think they
It did absolutely nothing to send them there. And it's very funny to imagine, like, I mean, I guess it's like, it's kind of like to be in Nazi Germany, and then they're like, let's do Kristallnacht, and they do, and then like Jews just go right back to like owning the banks the next day. And they're like, oh.
Little did they know we had more crystals.
Yeah. Whoops.
Wait, did they break their crystals?
No, they broke the windows.
Yeah, I know, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
The Night of Crystals.
Did Jews have the secret crystals?
The Night of the Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bunch of white women that went in with their crystals.
How many emeralds do you guys have?
Chaos emeralds?
Yeah.
How many are there? There's seven, right?
I don't know.
Is that, are you talking about the Avengers?
No, it's from Sonic.
Oh.
Oh, true. Yeah. That's a common trope, though.
Yeah, well, there was a
bunch of stones that look like different colors that all make give you powers altogether.
There's that tweet, Obama laughed. Do you mean the Chaos Emeralds? which was early on in the old days of Twitter.
I wouldn't know. I was somewhere not getting pussy back then.
Mm-hmm. In
2011. Let's see. I graduated college.
I was a recent college grad.
Oh, I guess I was in a long-term relationship.
There are seven Chaos Emeralds.
Nice.
I was right. That's two things I've been right about so far. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, this is the podcast where we keep tabs on who got things right. So far, I've got Groundhog Day right, and I've got that there's seven Chaos Emeralds.
So that gives Nick two, that gives Having me 11.
Having said that, my vibes are so correct. I'm always right about vibes.
Yeah.
And those count for more than facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm up like 4,000.
You got a nice like sky blue whole.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you have like a matchy-matchy thing going on.
I'm all baby blue.
Yeah.
I got my New Balance fucking shorts on, my runner shorts on to take brisk walks.
Do they have built-in underpants?
Absolutely.
Are you wearing underpants No, sir.
Got the nuts hanging on that little fucking hammock.
I never wear underwear in the summer.
Yep.
Let the
nuts hang. Let them sweat.
It feels
right off
disgusting.
Your leg.
You know, your dick getting sucked into your asshole.
I hate that
by
feeling.
All the sweat.
Yeah.
And then you're shitting into your own dick hole.
Shitting into your urethra. In my case, I'm uncircumcised, so I have shit all around my my dick head.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to find a public bathroom to try to get the shit out of your penis.
I usually use water fountains because they're right at dick length. Mm-hmm. The ones for children, I usually put my foreskin.
That's right.
Just kind of wash that out, get all the shit out of my dick that I've been shitting inside of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, you know, but now because of COVID, they've shut down all the children's water fountains. Mm-hmm. So I'm shit out of luck.
Yeah. Oh,
here we go. Here's an awesome YouTube video called Sonic Chaos Emeralds in Real Life.
Oh, nice.
Oh, let's see what that's all about.
It's probably going to be disappointing, but I'm going to go ahead and. You guys talk for a second while I skip the ad.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy!
I can't wait to see
that.
You know what? I didn't play that much Sonic. I was more of a Mario.
Yeah, Sonic. I didn't have Sega.
I didn't have Sega either. My friends did. I would go over to my boy Pete's house, play Sega. Did you guys say Sega or Sega?
I didn't really play much Sonic either. I played the GameCube one, that one that was a Dreamcast game.
I don't remember that one.
But mostly I just know Sonic lore from Twitter jokes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And honestly, mostly from following
Chris Chan
since like the beginning.
Yeah. Shouts out.
It's crazy. That guy's been mocked since like 2006.
Shouts out to Chris. What's Chris up to these days?
He's a woman, though.
She's a woman. Would you get
Check
pussy?
It out.
Oh, wow.
Would you get pussy from Christian?
Sonic the Hedgehog Chaos Emeralds in real life.
Wow. Are those real?
The music's good.
This is the red one.
I'm vibing.
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
This is the yellow one.
The yellow one. I can't see, but I'm vibing. the hell is this?
This is the blue one.
That's
this
purple.
Is, yeah, this is some autistic Australian guy that has like a James Bond gun case with actual chaos emeralds in it. And then what do you do with this besides make this one video and then put it under your bed?
You show it to your autistic friends and yeah. they're jealous. Mm-hmm.
I got a really cool box if
check
you want to come
out,
over.
Rodney.
No, I promise this time it doesn't have child pornography.
There's
in
no
it.
Child pornography.
I know you guys didn't want to do any more sleepovers after I showed you that really cool child pornography. I apologize. I did not know it was illegal at the time.
Oh, come off it.
No one had explained to me. That it would, that's like, you know, it's funny because that does happen to like severely autistic guys is they just don't know the laws and they're like, what if I saw a child naked and then they get fucking popped for child porn.
Shit, we need to start the innocent autistic innocence project.
Well, there's a guy, there's actually a guy, mm-hmm. I remember reading about him years ago, who's like, you know, some guy with an autistic son, and he's like, he doesn't fucking know any better. He's like, please let him out of jail.
Right.
Yeah.
Please.
Dershowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dershowitz is autistic.
Again, I challenge Vagina Grofrey to say on your show that I fucked her in her pussy, that I held her down and raped her fuckually in her pussy and ass, and say it on the show, on record, that I have sexually fuckulated her as a child. I want her to state on the record that when she was a two-year-old baby, I put my penis in her mouth and ears. And if she's not willing to say that, then you need to retract every single claim that I did anything wrong. I've never had sex. My penis is big, but I've never used it. Everyone can tell you that my penis is big. It works, but I don't.
Only in theory.
I've only used it on my wife, and I've also had sex with thousands of women.
But I've also never had sex.
And I've never had sex.
You guys see that picture of Dersh where he had his hair grown out?
No.
He was looking cute.
Yeah, it's funny, like every old Jewish boomer has like one picture of them from 1973 where they stopped grooming themselves and they're like, I was a revolutionary.
Right,
look like a fucking idiot.
I'm going to wait until the razors are on sale.
Right, you carried a guitar around the NYU campus for 6 months.
I was in the Symbionese Liberation Army.
I had a brief period where I thought black people liked me. That turned out to be incorrect. I was beaten and sexually assaulted in Harlem when I went out there.
I had a saxophone put up my ass.
I found myself relating to Miles Davis, and I thought I could go chill with the brothers. And I was immediately beaten and robbed.
And they forced me to play a flute with my asshole.
And from that point on, I kept my politics, but isolated myself in an extremely upper middle class enclave where none of them could ever have access to me physically again. I got my hair cut, and I trotted that picture out anytime anyone accused me of racism. It's like that fucking picture of de Blasio. You see that one?
I haven't seen that one.
It's like from like the 70s.
Oh, fuck.
Where he just looks like a fucking retard.
Yeah.
He looks like any, like, just the most obnoxious guys when you were a teenager.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever heard of Bob Dylan?
Those guys. Oh, yeah. Those guys suck.
No.
I remember a guy like
especially
that.
The guys in their, like, mid-30s.
I remember when I was 16, I met this guy.
About him still.
The guy that would, like, dress in, like, Ramones gear or whatever. Uh-huh. Fucking, like, he had, like, Ray-Ban Clubmasters on, which hadn't really, like, cycled back in yet.
Yeah.
And he said, and I quote, exact quote, "These are actually the sunglasses that Bob Dylan had." His actual sunglasses? No, the style.
The same style.
Type.
Wow, cool, man.
That's awesome.
It's
man.
Not enough to wear them. You have to let people know.
I wasn't getting credit for it like I thought I would when I bought them, so I needed to let you guys know.
They're actually Bob Dylan sunglasses.
But he was the Ramones guy?
Yeah, he would wear like punk. He would wear a Ramones shirt and tight pants.
Oh, cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I like that he probably recognized that Bob Dylan was one of the first punks.
He showed up at that open mic I ran at College Perk or whatever. Joe Robinson was on stage one night and fucking somehow they got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy was like a regular. And Joe didn't know. I was like kind of friendly with the guy, but
yeah,
you know, but Joe has no idea who this kid is. And he's there and he's like said something during Joe's set. And Joe was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You know, he's like, what the fuck are you talking? And the kid's like, oh, help, I'm being threatened by a pedophile or whatever. And Joe's like, yeah, you got me. I look like a real pedophile in my t-shirt and jeans. You know, and then he's like, let me ask you something. You wake up in the morning, you put all that shit on, and you look in the mirror, and you say to yourself, yep, I look cool. And he started, like, Joe just started bullying him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, relentlessly, until, like, the wait staff was, like, fucking, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think the kid cried or anything, but he, like, stormed off, and he was upset. And they're like, you got to go. That guy's one of our customers. And right. Joe's like, fine. You know, he's like, you got to apologize to him. And Joe's like, I'm absolutely not apologizing to him. He's like, you can tell me to leave.
Right.
It's your business. But you're not going to tell me that I can't apologize to him or tell me what I can even fucking say to him.
Right, I'll
leave, but this guy's a fuck, you know.
Yeah, you have, it's a coffee shop.
Yeah, and then it turned into this, like, bigger debate, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they were threatening to call the police on Joe Robinson.
for being mean?
For calling some guy gay.
Yeah, for being mean to that the Bob Dylan sunglasses guy.
Adam, where do you stand on that?
I don't know. I think it's cool.
You support the guy, right?
It's cool that he found the sunglasses.
Yeah. You would have been friends with him.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been friends with him, but I would have said, you know, I would respect it. No, I wouldn't have been friends with him.
You probably would have gone over his house. And no, I'm a lot more.
I want Virginia Gerfried to go on record on your show and say that I sexually raped her while wearing Bob Dylan sunglasses. And if she's not willing to do that, then you need to print a retraction that says I've never had a massage. That I've never met Jeffrey Epstein. And in fact, my dick is huge.
Then put that in the first
part.
Put
it in there. It should be in there.
Before you even retract the other stuff.
I'll be right back.
Lead with me having a big dick.
I'm suing the show Billions because they implied that my penis is small.
Yeah. I'm suing the show Billions because the title of their show is the amount of inches of penis that I have.
They stole it from me.
They stole that. No, that
they stole the concept of Billions from my penis.
That didn't exist prior to Dershowitz's penis.
Fuck, dude.
I was getting myself again the other day with 525,600 inches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A classic.
How do you measure good. the size of my dick?
Yes, sir.
525,000. What a great song.
A great mm-hmm. one. I had another. I was doing one in the shower. I can't remember it mm-hmm. right now. Oh, it'll come to me though. Something about being gay.
Yeah.
Something about fuck. It was like an old timey song too.
Yeah. I was thinking again about how the best one is the song Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
You keep the instrumental, the 14-minute instrumental, and then it's just my penis.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct.
I'm trying to do like a Weird Al thing. I wrote this parody song. It's two words. Yeah, 14 minutes of tequila and my penis. What a cool song, dude.
That song rocks.
I would love to just get trashed. It's back in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Me and my boys hanging out. We're all good and ready to go home and beat our wives.
That's right. Because we all want to have sex with each other.
I always wanted to be one of those guys from those movies. Just like the slick spousal abuse guy mm-hmm. that's bound to get
push-ups
his,
with your boys.
About to get his comeuppance at the end. But yeah. for now, the guy who's bullying well
at
into
minute
his
40,
mm-hmm. yeah,
at minute 40, that
he's
man
top
is
of the world
yeah. of a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Most of life is minute 40.
Most of life is minute 40.
Yeah,
there's almost never any comeuppance.
Yeah. That's just movies.
My wife's been hanging out with some fucking retard. Let's go bully him. Let's go bully that retard.
I thought your wife was a teacher.
She was
teaching retards.
Yeah, my wife is a teacher at a retarded school. I'm going to show up in the class with my boys at night school. She teaches night school.
I don't like how much time she's been spending with them.
Do retards have night school? Imagine what you got to do as a retard to end up in retard night school.
To fail out of special ed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have to be extra retarded, I would guess.
Well, they're like the bad kids.
Yeah, bad guys. Yeah, yeah. They nice. Probably try to get some pussy off some other retards.
Knock over the block. My friend, I had a friend who worked at a high school that was like all special needs motherfuckers, and mm-hmm. they were straight up fucking and sucking too. Mm-hmm. Like you could not leave them unattended. they would start fucking and sucking.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it's nice to know that nature finds a way.
Alan Dershowitz School for the gifted and talented.
Yeah, he's like their Professor X.
Yeah.
Yep.
I challenge you to say that I've raped exactly 56 women. Make the claim that I've raped 56 women, no more, no less.
No more, no less.
I challenge you to say that on your show.
And it's not Price is Right rules. Mm-hmm. It cannot be closest to.
Adam used to idolize that guy.
Dershowitz?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When I read a case for Israel, I really found a soft spot for him.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. But when I was a kid, I did think that OJ's defense team was very cool. The whole gang. But mainly Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran was cool.
Because of all the rhymes. Mm-hmm.
The rhyming was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that he rhymed. Yeah, Barry Sheck.
Did you really
the
like
the science
Dershowitz?
Guy? No, I didn't like Dershowitz. No, I didn't. What do you mean I idolized Dershowitz? This is another lie.
He's one of your favorite lawyers.
This is a minus one.
Be honest.
I challenge Adam to say on the show that he did not idolize me.
No, I never thought
be honest.
Were cool.
You didn't think he wasn't in your top 10 lawyers as a kid?
No, in my lawyers list, no. He was not there.
How do you know that?
Because I had a top 10
Name
lawyers
it
list.
Right now.
Atticus Finch.
Okay.
Number one, To Kill a Mockingbird. Okay. Crushed it. You got the firm, Tom Cruise's character in The Firm.
Okay.
Classic.
The Firm is also
he gets
a
pussy
name
in
of my
it.
Dick.
Yeah. The Firm.
Okay.
It never gets fully hard, but
it's firm. Yeah,
it's firm.
It's firm. It's not stiff. It's firm.
You ever see Primal Fear?
No.
No.
I might have talked about it on the show. It's a Richard Gere movie. But yeah, it's like the
is that the one where he gets cucked?
No, it's the one where he plays like a lawyer who there's a kid that's been accused of murdering some like bishop or whatever in Boston.
Oh, and the bishop raped him, I guess.
Well, yeah, the bishop had been like forcing him to do porn, and then the bishop had all this porn. Something.
Wait, with girls?
It's like a thriller. Yeah.
Or with guys?
With girls.
All right. Cool. In the grand scheme of getting raped
by
a bishop,
he got him pussy.
Yeah.
That's
but this,
one of the best
the
ones.
Dialogue in the movie is like so fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Is it a John Grisham book?
I can't remember.
No, but John Grisham doesn't write about that type of shit.
When fucking. Well,
he writes about lawyers.
When. When
not getting fucked children.
When. Richard Gere meets Edward Norton's character who's in jail. Richard Gere just sits down in the cell. He's like, I'm what you call one of those big shot attorneys. I'm what you call one of those hot shot wheeling and dealing.
I'll be talking fast. Yeah. I'll be having nice suits.
And then Edward Norton's supposed to be like mentally retarded. He's like an orphan, but it's like Boston. You know, he's like, I didn't know any better, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like some fucking, like, he's like John Coffey.
So in the the way you play retarded Boston is having a Southern accent.
I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that is actually true. That's what goes on in Boston.
Yeah, we were talking about the green penis the other day.
Oh, very nice. The
Michael Clark penis.
Yeah.
He's like, that's just a recipe for success.
Markle
Clark penis. That's
I gotta,
really good.
You got to know this, boss. He's got, what's his name? What's the character? What's Tom Hanks' name?
In that I movie? Forget. The
Tom movie. Penis.
Yeah.
Tom penis.
Penis. You got to see this, guys. His penis is unlike anything we've ever seen.
He's got bugs.
Plays, yeah. Fucking Michael Clark penis plays a guy who's arrested because there's an upper limit. Your dick's capped at 13 inches in Louisiana in 1920. Of course, in Louisiana in 1920, the average dick size was about 9.5, 10 inches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Across the board.
Absolutely.
Including children.
Oh, yeah. They were walking around.
Everybody.
With wheelbarrows.
It was pre-air conditioning Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
Your dick is
what
just,
the humidity did to dick?
Yeah.
You just dick
you were,
meat?
Yeah. You were just fucking hog meat. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Cajun style.
The pussies still are recovering generations later. Pussy's there still.
That's Michael why they came up with they had to do Mardi Gras because the dicks were so
Michael
big.
Clark a penis just says like a flaccid fire hydrant hanging from his
yeah.
And they're like, you know, he's like, what's your name, son? John penis. Like a cock but not spelled the same.
What's the actual movie? He's smart or has magic
no
powers?
He has magic
powers.
He's in jail
he's in jail yeah
for being black.
That's a cool movie.
Mm-hmm. And he
the French guy's like,
what is it?
They put him in jail because his penis too big. And then he's got a little severed dick that he plays with. Mm-hmm. It's like, instead of a mouse,
it's his little friend.
Yeah. This is my friend. He has a penis. Mr. Penis, I call him. He's going to go to the penis circus. Mr. Johnson said they're going to take him to the penis circus. Immobile.
What's his?
And Percy's a guy who doesn't have a dick.
Oh, Percy the guard.
And the guard. He's like, hey, just to let you know, there ain't no penis circus.
I always like that actor.
What do you mean there's no penis circus?
Barry Pepper
does not play Percy.
Who's Percy then?
Percy's
played. That's an awesome name.
Yeah. Isn't
the guy's name is Barry Pepper?
Barry Pepper is one of the guards.
He's one
sure.
of the guards.
It's,
yeah.
It's David Morse.
Now, okay, Tom what kind Hanks. Of does he have fireballs?
Barry Pepper?
No, the magic guy.
Oh, no, he heals people with bugs or something. What is it?
That's why he's in jail? That's fucked up.
He sucks bugs
out of... He sucks bugs out of sick people.
That's cool. Like yeah. Why wouldn't they make him a doctor? Why would they put him in jail?
Like because dick, that's how backwards the old South was.
Not spilled.
What did
same.
He get caught for?
For being black.
Mm-hmm.
For having a 13-incher.
That hall.
Doug
that
Hutchison
hall.
Plays Percy.
Fuck him.
Percy Wetmore.
Oh, Wetmore.
I always loved seeing Barry Pepper in a movie.
That's such a cool name. He should own restaurants.
Yeah, Barry Pepper's.
Barry Pepper's Grill. Steak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Barry Pepper's Steak
Bar
Shack.
And Grill.
Yeah. He was in a lot of movies there for a while.
Damn, I wish my
He was in Saving Private Ryan?
I think I just saw a trailer for something where he's playing a sniper again.
Barry Pepper?
Yeah.
He was
this guy's not fat enough to be named Barry Pepper.
He was in, what do you
he
call it?
He should be British. Is he
the
British?
Scientology movie. The with Battlefield
dude
Earth.
His wife is named Cindy Pepper.
That's so sick.
Oh, what the fuck, his real name is Campbell River.
That's a great
fuck,
name.
What the fuck is up with these fucking proper
he just,
nouns?
He threw away Campbell River for Barry Pepper.
Oh no, I'm sorry, he was born in the city of Campbell River.
Oh, okay.
Canada.
You really let me down there. That would have been such a cool name.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's Canadian. Okay, he should be British. Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
No, weird. Chuck. So this Doug Hutchison guy just stopped being in movies a decade ago.
Maybe he's dead.
No, he's still alive.
Hmm.
Yeah, 2009 was his last film.
Maybe he didn't like the hustle and bustle and all the pussy.
Yeah, maybe
he
retired.
Maybe he's like Rick Moranis, his wife.
Moranis
died.
Style. Yeah.
And he had to care for his children.
No, because he's still on TV.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't like the film. Industry.
Maybe he shrunk
you
his
could
kids.
Tell better stories.
Yeah, this is the last entry in personal life. On April 8th, 2018, Hutchison announced via the Eric and the Deer the Goat YouTube channel that he returned to Detroit to find Eric Brown, who travels the country with a therapy goat to spread peace. And then he fully supports Brown's initiative.
What?
Well, who's Eric Brown?
I don't know. Some I mean, I'm YouTube assuming he guy. Went insane and just became...
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
On May 20th, 2011, Hutchison married his third wife, Courtney Stodden.
Oh, her.
Oh, that guy.
And
is
their
that
relationship
him?
Drew criticism because Stodden
she was
that guy.
She
that's
was
the
16.
Guy in green. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Are they still together?
No, I think Stodden's out there.
Yeah.
Trying to score one more big
she
contract.
Was like, she was 16 and she had like mad plastic surgery already,
yeah,
right?
She had huge titties.
She had huge tits yeah, and stuff.
And like received death threats. I don't even remember this happening.
Oh, that was a huge story.
That was a clickbait, legendary clickbait.
I mean,
legendary
I think clickbait. For 2011, I was drunk that entire year.
That's yeah. pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So yeah, he definitely went crazy.
Yeah.
He's fucking married a child with big tits.
I forgot that's with who
her
guy was.
Her parents had to write a permission slip that was like, this old man can fuck our child.
Mm-hmm. John Lovett style.
Oh, wow. This is who he married.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or what's it?
I mean, even if this weren't a child, you like, you know, if this were a fully grown adult, I'd be like, there's too much risk factor.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not worth it to
this
marry
is not
this
a
person.
Sane human being.
I wonder what you
Wait, think isn't that, know. That's what happened with Jeff Ross, right? He got a permission slip.
No, but he wasn't married.
Oh, they were just dating.
I watched all that woman's videos and read the story or whatever, because like, I didn't really pay attention to it.
Because
that was only, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, something
I've been,
like that.
I've been able to check out. And then, yeah, that seems like a weird thing going on with that Gina woman.
I didn't really investigate.
I guess she worked
at
like
all.
Boston Comedy Club, but like you read that woman's account, and it almost feels like that Gina woman like procured children for.
Whoa, she's like
she was the Ghislaine.
She's like low tier Ghislaine.
Yeah, kind of. But then the girl's father in the story is hilarious.
The what?
The girl's father in the story is hilarious because like Jeff Ross is like 34 at the time, and he's like calling up this like 16-year-old girl's house to like fuck. A 16-year-old.
Jesus Christ.
And then, like, not a go on a date. Like, the girl's, like, he's, like, calling the father to be, like, can you send your daughter to my apartment? They live in, like, they live by LaGuardia.
Jesus.
And he's, like, put your daughter in a cab and send her to my apartment. And the dad's, like, hell yeah.
Dude, the Roastmaster General?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking the daughter's, like, asking the dad permission. And he's, like, any guy that's been on Letterman can fuck my And dude, the woman's like, because she like came forward with these accusations like a month ago, she like posted another video where she's like, my dad's not speaking to me anymore.
Jesus.
And it's like, fuck, dude. Yeah, you want to talk about 40 minute guys?
You let him.
Oh,
down.
That's.
That guy is a 40 minute guy.
Doing coke with Jeff Ross.
Just doing coke with Jeff Ross, not caring, played by Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Go ahead.
I tell her all the time, you're my daughter. I love you. But how the fuck do you think I got a daughter? By getting pussy, you dumb bitch. Get in the van. Fucking man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
that's a wild one.
How the fuck, you think what? I opened a door and then your bitch ass materialized in my fucking mailbox?
No. I
nutted.
I missed time to nut one too many times.
I rawed.
I refused to go halves on an abortion. And here you were, 4 months after that.
There you go. there you done go. Now here you are.
Your mother called my bluff about the abortion money.
Let me ask you this. Why are you asking my fucking permission if you, what? Oh, you want me to save you? Well, I'm not that kind of guy. You want the answer to be no, because you want any indication that I'm a real father.
That I care even the slightest amount.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of guy I am.
You should have known when they cast Dwight Yoakam in my role. That would not be what you're getting out of
that
this.
What you are getting is essentially a man sex trafficking his own daughter.
Perhaps,
to be friends with a comedian that wasn't even that famous back then.
Perhaps if Tom Hanks had been cast as your father, that's what you'd be getting. But 2 hours ago, when your life became a movie, and they cast me,
and
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam played you, your dad?
In the role of Hank Dad. Hank Father.
Damn. That's gay.
Yeah, no, it is like, I mean, you read so many of those things that eventually, you know, they just sort of wash over you.
It's weird that one that came out right with the Chris D'Elia shit, and the Chris D'Elia shit was fucking wildfire, and no one gave a fuck.
It really honestly was dwarfed by the Chris D'Elia
story. Reason why is because the, like, I mean, this is all, it's shitty to say, but it is all still content, and the way it was delivered was in a way that wasn't easy to consume. People didn't want to sit there and watch 10 different YouTube videos and read like 15 Facebook posts from one lady. It's like,
it has to be tweetable.
It's fucking entertainment. I mean, that's sick, but it, like, that's like XO Jane's kind of responsible. Like fucking 6 years ago, they were like, we'll give you freelancer money if you give us a juicy account of you being raped.
Right, right.
And then it turned all of these accusations into like a identifiable genre almost.
No, you're right.
And if like you kind of violate the contentions of how that those stories play out, then it's like, it just doesn't sell. What she should have done is had Nitzan Zimmerman culminate break down her entire accusation and put it in like a fun listicle format.
Got to be listicles.
A click
gifts.
Through.
Which, you know, I don't know if listicles are still even the way to go.
I don't even know.
You
if
think
they
about
exist.
The D'Elia thing, and it had more of a TikTok kind of vibe.
Yeah, that's true.
And the presentation of the evidence was in a way that we could digest, and it seems familiar.
It was a
to
thread.
Us. Yeah,
I feel like, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's not really about credibility so much as like, again, conforming to sort of branding conventions that are contemporary and emergent. Or whatever.
I guess threads are the new listicle.
Yeah.
People love threads.
People love threads.
Yeah. You got that's the thing. If you want to accuse someone of rape, you got to make sure it's slick.
You got to have a slick thread. You got to have
a
some
nice
clips
patina on it.
Some clips of him on a podcast being like, "What?"
Oh, he did have some hilarious. That one is one of the funniest videos of all time, where he's realizing Snapchats don't disappear. Where he's realizing it's possible to screenshot them.
Yeah, Brian Callen's getting it now too.
Yeah,
and I saw some clip of Lewis. Jesus Christ,
what's Lewis say?
Where he's like, "I'll tell you what I think." And which
also, that's one of those where you pause the video and you go get a seltzer, just like crack your knuckles, get some popcorn.
Yeah, right. It's so funny because Lewis is making a home gym now, and he posted. He's like, "Does anyone have any experience with this?" And he posted a picture of a Bowflex.
I saw that.
It's so funny to imagine just Lewis fucking
murdering, the
killing
family.
James, you know, and then himself, and then finding out that he had CTE from trying to come up with arguments.
Yeah.
He gave himself brain damage trying to figure out what the real story
behind a rapist. Yeah. Behind the guy raping women when he was hot in Hollywood 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, but Lewis, and it might have been out of context, but like Lewis in the clip, he's like, "I'll tell you what it is. When people saw, because Rogan is so good at what he does and he didn't need the system, when people saw the numbers from the Spotify deal, they had to figure out how to go after Rogan. And because he's so squeaky clean, they had to go after his crew." And it's like, so just let me get this straight. They, I'm presuming, is Legacy Media. So Viacom and fucking CBS have concocted false rape allegations against Chris D'Elia.
And then Brian Callen.
And Brian Callen and
Joey
Coco Diaz to take down Joe Rogan so that Spotify has to fire him.
Here's what happened. Viacom got a time machine. Mm-hmm. They put a woman back to 1994 to get raped by Brian Callen.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are today.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking funny. What did Rogan move to Texas? Is that what people are saying?
He said he was going.
He said he was going to.
Celebrities should never fucking say where they're going to move until they've actually done it.
Yeah.
And I know I do that all the time, but I'm not a celebrity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a beloved cultural icon. That's the difference. I'm like the Statue of Liberty or Bald Eagle.
That's so true, mate.
You know, or Bob's Big Boy.
Yes.
I'm like
Big Boy with the burgers.
The Michelin guy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tony the Tiger.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. A symbol.
A symbol.
For what's good in the world.
Yeah.
A beacon of hope.
Right.
A beacon.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's me.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
That was Michael Jackson's favorite book.
Was it?
Yeah. What?
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Is that a book?
Yeah, about a seagull who wanted to fly higher than any other seagull and get close as he could to the sun.
Stole that shit from Icarus, bitch.
It's basically Icarus.
Fuck him. Fuck Jonathan Seagull.
And then he gave that book to Kobe Bryant
when
he was 19. Yeah, he said, "You and me are different.
You and me are different, Kobe.
I fuck children.
I fuck kids. You fuck grown-ass women. But no one's going to ever understand us. No one will ever get it.
No one will understand.
And this is why,
Kobe,
I'm
going
to give you this book for babies to understand.
How do you do it, Kobe? I find pussies disgusting.
I like little dicks. You like grown pussies. but we're both the same. It's crazy. Green Mile, now that I'm looking at the cast, it's like a who's who of character actors whose names I forget constantly.
Mm-hmm. Like who? Barry Pepper?
Jeffrey DeMunn.
Who's that?
Cool name.
This guy.
Jeffrey DeMunn.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I'm sweating my fucking tits off. Can we put the AC on?
I'll put it back on.
We're trying to kill Stav.
Dude, I'm going to die. I got a headache from having a hard-ass dick.
Jeremiah sucked on my cock.
Jeremiah fucked my asshole.
Bono
was a good friend of mine.
Bono
never sucked his fucking motherfucking dick until he put a gun in my mouth. Jeremiah raped my asshole. Jeremiah made me fuck him. Put a gun to my head.
I was thinking the
other
day.
Pulled out his penis and he made me choke on him.
I think often about like what's the funniest way to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your family together and you say you're going on like a vacation in Myrtle Beach, summertime, but you've been depressed for years.
Yes.
You've been high. hiding it.
Yes.
This is a different man than myself.
Of
somebody
course.
That's not yeah, like yeah, you. Yeah. Just steely, mm-hmm. not hiding it. No
totally. One, no one has any inclination.
Pretending he's satisfied with his life in like fucking, you know, Morristown doing some kind of finance thing.
Yes.
But he remembers his old de Blasio picture days.
Yeah, of course.
And he thought he would be a novelist, and mm-hmm. it didn't happen. And now
or
he's
at
just,
least get, like, nice pussy in his 40s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then he just, like, he watches, it's one morning where he's watching his Jewish wife put her clothes on, and she's just disgusting. And he thinks...
And she was never that great.
She was never that great. Yeah. It was kind of just got locked. He felt like, well, I've dated enough people, and uh-huh. kind of, and he's just been on this, like, kind of conveyor belt towards death anyways.
Sure, sure.
She's the same kind of annoying as my mother.
So the story's about Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and he's remembering, he was like, I was one right. of the funniest people in the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that
before
one
that,
picture.
The podcast ended, I was yeah. one of the funniest people.
Top three, at
I was
least.
Widely regarded as one of the greatest mm-hmm. comedians.
Beloved.
Beloved.
Another beloved cultural
icon. Before I get in. So you plan mm-hmm. a trip to Myrtle's Beach, and they get down.
You said Myrtle's Beach.
I was in, yeah. That was a homage to your fuck up earlier.
Well,
because we made the character you.
The homage is this the is, highest form of flattery.
No. Oh, it's,
that's it, not even the thing.
Yes, it is.
It's
what
just,
people say.
You
is
have to interrupt my story.
Stealing
with,
or whatever.
Oh, I pointed something out.
No.
Let the
no.
critics do that.
Okay.
Okay. That's, we're making art here.
You don't
okay.
understand. There's a cottage industry based off of writing up every single one of these episodes. We got to give them something to talk about, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've pointed it out. And now that's
Myrtle's,
gone.
See,
Myrtle's,
that's the difference
Myrtle's
between
Beach,
you and me.
When the character becomes you, and then Myrtle Beach becomes Myrtle's Beach
okay.
immediately after.
Okay,
that,
continue.
Right.
Yep.
I mean,
it shows
my commitment to being involved
okay.
in the world. In
so
the
I
character.
Got nothing.
Right. Even as he seems to not be listening to you.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
To try and point out an error.
That he is.
To point out an error when, in fact, I'm showing my admiration for you as a character, not necessarily as a man.
I'll take that. I'll take whatever error. Whatever, Adam.
Whatever form of admiration.
My respect for my respect for you enough
the character,
as a character
Adam.
To
yeah.
write you accurately.
Okay, fine.
That it immediately becomes Myrtle's Beach, and I thought
least,
maybe you could take that to heart.
If you understand the nuance of the character,
to understand that the very worst thing that you could say about me is that I am an honest biographer.
It's
of you.
True.
Mm-hmm.
No,
and,
I would not actually say that.
And but. As a monster.
Yep.
The only thing you want is to have that biographer.
Yeah, it's true.
So in
true.
Death, in mockery, in any of these things, I'm still your god.
Yeah, it's true.
So true.
All right. So you're
Myrtle's
trip.
Beach. You drive yeah. down there, mm-hmm. and so the plan is you know maybe you have one day at the beach, and then you all go out to Dick's Last Resort.
Of course.
And
a 17-year-old with a little mustache calls you a faggot.
Yeah. So you sit
in
down
in front of my family.
You sit down in front of your family, and mm-hmm. then you pretend to laugh at off and you excuse yourself to go to the bathroom and then you go out to the rental car and you pull a gun out of the glove box and just spray your brain all over the roof of that Ooh. Fucking Kia Sorento.
Your family's sitting there though,
that's,
like, where's dad?
That's
when's
awesome.
He coming back?
Yeah, yeah, please, I would love to. This is so good for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, your family would be like, oh my, I can't even respect my dead father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's like, you don't have any, you're like, if you find out your dad is depressed and he's had a battle and he killed himself, you're like, Jesus, what could I have done? But if your dad killed himself because some fucking piece of shit
it's
teenager
the last straw.
Called him gay.
Yeah, the last yeah.
He's
straw.
A weak, you can't even... You don't even give them the satisfaction.
He's not a real man.
He's not. Yeah. You don't even give them the satisfaction of deifying you in death or finding some value
well,
in you in
you
death.
You know your family's mm-hmm. too stupid to do that. So it's like you know that that's enough of a cover story is you went to Dick's Last Resort and somebody called you gay, so you blew your brains out.
And the other nice thing is...
The question, the real question is why did he already have the gun?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's...
Oh, that gives you another question. You're right. And I was going to say this, though. It also... One final malicious act for Adam. One little cunty, because this is Adam's character.
Mm-hmm.
One little cunty thing to
a
do character on his way
Adam,
out.
In no way, shape,
is
or form
to ruin the
to
life
me.
Of this stupid waiter kid.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. you know that guy's never
well, it
coming
shows,
back.
It shows his lack of consideration for
right.
for working people.
Yes, the
it's entirely superficial.
Yes,
in Adam, in the character Adam's mind.
Right.
It's Adam's Mines is the name of the
I'm not a real Mines. Working man. I work at my father-in-law's accounting
firm. And Adam's Mines is, it's not clear if, so the cover of the movie, because every part of it has to be art. The cover of the movie, there's a piece of blood splatter in between the second D and the S. Mm. So we're never sure if that's supposed to represent an apostrophe or if it's just a graphic design choice.
Yes.
Because the cover is, of course, his brain blown out all over the room.
Because Adam's mind would be like a Myrtle's Beach situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So is it possessive or is it indicating there's a plurality?
Okay.
Yes.
There's multiple minds here.
And what's beautiful about it is in some ways it's Schrodinger's apostrophe.
Yes.
Because it both is that and it is not that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, it's neither and it's both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's also, too, the imagery of Adam's literal brains being splattered all over the front of the movie. Mm-hmm. So Adam's minds could take on a literal sense. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking. So now you have this trifecta of imagery, a triptych almost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where we see Adam's mind.
A triptych for a small dick.
For a small dick. And it's a trip dick because they're going on a trip to Myrtle's Beach.
And he's a dickhead.
And it's a dick's last resort. No, he's a dick's last resort.
And you're a dick, though, in life.
And I'm a dickhead in life. Yes. I mean, the character Adam.
So then the word
triptych
itself becomes then enveloped in this grand mystery of life.
A trip's so dick, perhaps.
Which, because I've often said...
A dick's trip.
I've often said there's no greater story than life itself.
Dude, I've often said that. You've said that a lot.
There was numerous times. There was when we were at Dunkin' Donuts 15 minutes ago.
Right, getting muffins.
And then there was also the time to the police when they were asking me,
why your semen was found in every locker in the YMCA.
I was like, I was setting myself up for, I was doing research for a film called Adam's Mind.
Yes.
And they were like, is that plural?
Why did you break into
and
the...
And I said, that's very interesting that you asked that. I can't answer that question.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, refusing to answer it's a question to the FBI vague. Is a crime.
Yeah. Have you seen the ending of The Sopranos?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
It's like that.
It's similar.
The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop sucking my penis. And that's the song at the end.
Yeah.
Suck on to my penis.
Hold on to my penis.
Mm-hmm. I'm gay. My dick's small and I can't get hard.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I like Adam's Mines. I think we got something there.
Yeah, I think that's a feature length. I think that's a Palme d'Or winner right there.
Those are the character's last words in the movie. Is someone insulting him and he goes, I think that's a Palme d'Or. And the waiter's like, fucking faggot.
Yeah,
ooh, look at me. I know about
I'm Jewish. Film award.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was the last straw.
I'm Jewish.
That was the last straw.
But we do see Adam kind of rationalizing the suicide because he thinks, he's like, I'm going to make that guy think he's so good at insulting people that the guy killed himself.
Yeah, I'm trying to help him out.
Because Adam, as a monster.
That's not how he would take it.
He would take it. Mm-hmm. He would think, I'm so good at insulting people. This is actually a compliment to me.
Right.
And I don't think about the implications of my actions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't
the human beings behind the stories.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's just at his job.
Because no one is actually a human being. They're just characters in the movie.
Right. Because
I'm writing him in Adam's mind.
Adam got in Adam's mind.
That Adam's is
he's got tired. He got tired of his life as a finance guy after the podcast ends. So he's working on a movie about the woman that was raped by Jeff Ross.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she begs and pleads him in the story to not cast Dwight Yoakam as her father.
Right. But also the morality.
She's like, can we please not have Dwight Yoakam as my father?
Yeah.
Adam fires her and he actually hires the father because he says to really get
into the vibes are better.
The psychology of this character, we need to understand the father's motivations because what are women other than just victimized extensions of their father's neuroses?
That's 100% true.
Mm-hmm. It's something I've often said.
You've often said that life is a trip and what are women if not?
I don't get what you're saying.
Victimized extensions of their father's neuroses.
Yes. I don't get what you're saying, though, about this character, Adam, after the podcast. I don't get what that...
Well, this character was
on a podcast?
Mm-hmm. What's kind of central to this character is this character gets really lucky and through almost no work or talent of his own...
Yeah, true.
...has kind of a career handed to him.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's another character named the biographer who is Ed Harrison... in the Truman
Show. The Truman Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's got a beret on, and it's not because he's balding.
And he's like...
It's because he's the only straight man that can pull it off.
Actually, mm-hmm. a girl gave it to him from having sex.
It was it's on the very top. Mm-hmm. He's a little gold star.
He's so good at sex, he gets gifts out of pussy. From women.
Mm-hmm. It says number one pussy blower outer at the very top of the beret.
But then this character is actually represented by two characters. One of them is a morbidly obese.
No, there is not. That character actually doesn't exist. There's a third character called the very cool guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's played by Jason Statham, but he's packed on 20 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, Jason Statham.
20 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, Jason Statham actually, in an interview, explained, "Oh God, I had the guy white boy eating bananas. Almost every day I eat 200 bananas."
And the pussy getting cool guy is kind of like what both of the two characters are jealous of. Because he just lives his life so beautifully and simply.
Yeah, a lot of people will say that the Ed Harris character is underwritten, but the truth is he has autism and feels nothing. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have to have any clear motivations.
Right.
He just wants to be in the movie.
Totally. Yeah. And the biographer and the cool guy bond in how gay they think.
Oh, I thought the biographer
Adam
was
is.
The cool guy.
No, no, no. Yeah. That's a different character. That's a different character.
Oh, the cool guy is the Jason Statham?
It's Jason Statham with 20 pounds of
muscle. Who's put on weight for the
role. Put on 20 pounds of muscle for the role, okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think he can get more muscles.
Well, he can.
Wow. And then so they are like in a control booth watching Adam's minds.
Yeah, Adam's minds.
And they're like camera 3.
Yeah, they're directing
camera 4.
It. Yeah. It's kind of a
Let's
meta.
Let's do a slow
zoom. You know
how
I said I didn't like the Charlie Kaufman thing about violets or whatever the fuck that gay-ass movie was about?
Yeah.
And he's got like...
Adaptation. The violets.
The violets of the mind.
The violets of the mind.
This is actually a good version of that, where the two guys are characters, the cool guy and the biographer, but they're also directing the movie.
Okay,
Adam's
they're
mind.
In a control booth.
No, they're the co-directors.
And that's funny because Adam's mind's character thinks that he's the director of his own story.
Exactly.
But in reality, you have two other people directing it.
Mm-hmm. Right, wow. Right.
So he actually has absolutely no control over the
narrative. Zero control. Yeah. But the illusion of control.
The whole time, too, he thinks his wife is the one that's Jewish, but actually it's him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that's a big turn.
That's a huge twist.
Yeah. That's one of the big... That's the twist of the end.
He's looking at his life, and he's looking at this hideous
turns out
Jewish woman.
She's been hot the whole time, but she's just gay.
Right. She walks past a mirror. She's
yeah.
He's blonde
just
hair,
afraid
blue
of
eyes.
Pussy.
Yeah. He's afraid of pussy.
She's actually she's played by Dolph Lundgren in any of the reflected shots where we're not observing her through the eyes of Adam.
Right. Oh, okay. Right.
He's like,
right.
Oh, I just have this hideous Jewish wife, but in reality, he's being violently topped by Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Who is.
Who's
best friends with Dwight Yoakam, and that's how Dwight Yoakam got the role in the movie.
Okay. Right?
And it represents how Adam has betrayed the actual star of the movie, which is Jeff Ross's victim.
Right. I forgot.
To favor.
I forgot she was involved.
Yeah, because Adam's minds is trying to make the movie about Jeff Ross's
movie. Yes. Yeah. Of course. Wow.
You forgot
and then
that
it's part
detail.
Of a larger movie called Adaptation.
That's true. They should release the movie in a movie for movies. You know what I mean?
For sure.
They should have released Chubby Rain with Bowfinger as its own separate movie.
I agree,
yeah.
Heather, what's her face? Is hot
Graham.
Shit in Bowfinger.
She's my number one.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah, I'd like to Hoefinger.
I would love to. Nick and I saw her once in the city.
Yeah, she looked at me.
She was checking
her,
me out.
I've seen her a lot of times. Yeah.
No.
I've seen her more times.
She wanted to fuck me so
I've
bad.
Looked at her for sure, more than you guys. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at parts of her that you guys haven't.
You know, I'll let it slide that you're talking about a woman that I've had sex with like this.
Well, no, it's weird.
That's kind of crazy that you say
that's
that.
That's kind of weird because when we were both crossing the street, she was crossing in the opposite direction and she was checking me out in the penis area.
Oh,
she was
avoiding that day.
Eye contact
in the penis
with me
area.
Because she's raped me several times. I was raped by her and she feels guilt about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. That's that day when she came to my apartment and was like, I just saw the two gayest guys I've ever seen.
No, she looked at my
she's
penis.
Like, one of them I've never seen before ever. Certainly not years before I ever met you.
No.
When I took advantage of him.
Yeah, well, I don't know why.
Yeah, you're right. She did say that.
I was hanging out with Dwight Yoakam.
She did say that because it didn't happen.
No, I don't know why she did
Dwight
that.
At the time was getting, it was 1998, he was getting real into rape. And he kept telling everyone to do it.
Right.
And me and Brian Callen were we, there was a whole crew back then. It was Dwight Yoakam, Brian.
1998,
Cowan,
you were about Chris D'Elia, say 10 years old.
I was 10 years old, and Heather Graham raped me. Which, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, as a 10-year-old...
would be chill.
I would have. Because when I was...
formative.
When I was 10, I had a huge crush on Heather Graham.
I loved her so much.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I forget.
She's perf.
What was she in? She was in, like was Austin Nights. Powers 2 or something.
Boogie Nights.
Oh, wait. Was she in an Austin Powers?
She was in one of the... She was in one of the... One of the
yes. One that's the reason. Yeah. She's the one who fucked Fat Bastard. Right. And I was like, yes.
For sure, dude.
I was like, yo, she fucked Fat Bastard?
Yeah, she fucks other Fat Bastards.
I remember when I found out... When I was like 11 that she's naked in Boogie Nights, I was like,
the scene where...
Dude, that's a huge... You're right. It's great when a woman who's been naked in a lot of shit gets in a movie that kids watch, because you're like, it's one of the biggest lottery fucking jackpots you can win as a child. Because you're like, because in every movie, you're like, you want to see the hot girl's tits. And then you're like...
Boy, that might be one of the funniest things you've ever said.
No, that's nice to
Dude,
kids.
As a kid,
it's nice for kids.
When you're 11,
I know what you're saying.
You're like,
I know
damn,
you're
I want to see the girl from Even Stevens' tits. But you're like, oh, she's never done it. You can't see her tits. But then Heather Graham, her tits mm-hmm. are all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the scene where Burt Reynolds tells her to fuck, what's his name?
Fuck
Mark Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. And she's on the roller skates, and then she takes off her one piece, whatever she's wearing, in that one swoop.
Yeah, and the skates stay on.
It was one of the greatest moments of my life.
She was in Lost in Space, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For me, it was definitely Austin Powers that did it for me.
That movie was
bad. I think maybe requesting to go see that movie, and it was entirely motivated by having a crush on Heather Graham. And I remember like being ashamed of celebrity crushes as like a kid and being mortified at the idea of my parents finding
Interesting.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't like anybody. Fuck you. I've never fucking had attachment to anybody ever, and I don't need it, and I never will.
I don't care you got divorced.
I don't care. I don't have fucking... I am a man alone in my fucking world, and I can dictate my emotional course through life internally.
I make my own path.
Monolithic. Nothing. I feel nothing.
I don't fucking like Heather Graham.
I will never have feelings for anybody and no weaknesses or vulnerabilities.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Damn. Her and I remember I had a crush on Tara Lipinski from the Winter Olympics.
Respect to that
the
one.
The skater girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Ice skater?
Yeah. Ice skaters, you could definitely get a crush on. They were like... Mm-hmm. You know, they're the stars of the Winter Olympics.
I remember making the mistake of like telling my father, like, she came up or something, and I think I mentioned I knew where she lived. And then he knew what that meant immediately, and I was just like horrified. I'm like, no,
shut up.
I'm good. Just
fuck you.
Leave me alone.
Damn. Just hitting yourself in the face.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because a child is just a person with borderline personality disorder. Yeah. That's all a child is.
Yeah. An annoying ass fucking adult. Asking so many fucking questions. Yeah, being embarrassed all the time.
Yeah.
Trying to manipulate everyone in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gaslight everyone. Just failing miserably.
Should I get married to Heather Graham now that we're both famous?
Oh.
Yeah. Now that I remember we could cross paths as I'm a thousand-day podcaster. Yeah, actually, I don't wear underwear during the summer. Really? That's so interesting. Have
She's
you ever read?
Still
no.
So hot. She's have you 50.
Ever? Have you ever read? No.
No. Let me stop you right there.
Let me just shush you up right there. How about we go to Phillips for a romantic dinner in Ocean City?
How about we go to the King's China Buffet? Mm-hmm. Damn, she's so hot. I'm looking at her shit right now.
Yeah.
She's 5'8". She's 4 inches shorter than me.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's weird, because I don't remember her being tall when we walked past her.
No, she didn't look that tall.
Yeah.
She still looked good.
Jesus Christ. The rare blonde.
She's in a was in a relationship with Israeli screenwriter Yaniv Raz until 2018. That means she's single, guys.
Yeah.
That means she's on the market.
Time to BDS that pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Time to get you some fucking...
In the media, Graham is considered a sex symbol.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. She's also expressed her dislike of reality television, stating in a 2007 interview, "I think some of it seems strange. Why do we all want to watch people be so miserable? Other people's pain and misery, it seems kind of sad." So she would never get along with Adam's character
in the movie.
Because he only understands pain and suffering.
No, that's not true.
He worked in finance, mm-hmm. and which he considers a punishment, even though his entire ouvre de sens.
Mm-hmm.
Sons de Rouvre is mm-hmm. to the
his entire penis de resistance.
Yeah, his
de repoussance.
His chart de anus is
chart d'anus.
Penis du small is to
penis du small.
His entire penis du yeah. small.
Geez, where'd you win that award at the penis du small? Mm-hmm. And then he fucks that up in the restaurant. And the waiter's like, "Don't you mean palm d'or, you fucking moron?" Yeah, then they put a hat on him that says, "I don't know what the palm d'or is." Restaurant is laughing at yep. him for being an uncultured swine.
Yeah, people with dicks know all about that type of stuff.
That peddles in cheap reality television, and mm-hmm. Heather Graham walks in. She says, "You disgust me.
You disgust me." Can mm-hmm. I just say, one thing that I've kind of been researching mm-hmm. while you're talking about all that stuff
yeah.
is Heather Graham nude on Google Images.
They put Adam in the hat, and then the biographer and the cool guy are in the control room. They go, "And send Heather in now."
No, don't do that. That's cruel.
She's like, "Wow, you don't know what the palm d'or is?" And also, the hat is the entire script of the movie up until that point.
Whoa.
Is written on the hat. And she's like, "What's this part here where you revel in people's pain and suffering?" And you, after the podcast ended, you worked in finance, mm-hmm. doing bad business.
Yeah. Evicting
retarded black children.
No, yeah. they gave
from the they center gave for a... being black and retarded. They're like, we trying to get Reese's peanut butter cups to these children, and we save the money for the rent. Please, Mr. Adam Friedlandovich. Adam Friedlander. We just need you to please.
I don't know why it has to be so close to my name.
Well, it's just I didn't even realize that.
It's just we didn't.
And actually, it's kind of an amalgam of people. It's you and Judah Friedlander.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The world champ.
He's wearing a cap.
Yeah. Why do they need to be evicted? Because they're not people. Next question. They're black and retarded. I don't consider them people. Next question.
That's great. That's a great judo right there.
God. Yeah.
Shout out to Moco Zone.
Do I know what the palm d'or is? Fuck no. I'm retarded. Next question.
I'm also retarded. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Judah doesn't work. He's too cool. So it's actually just you.
Yeah.
I just remembered.
Oh, I just followed her on Instagram. I hope she follows back.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, it looks like she already follows me.
It looks like she blocked you,
actually.
She doesn't
follow you, I don't think.
Suck my penis.
Who does she follow? None of us.
I'm going to go ahead and say, damn, she's hot.
She's
hot. Pictures from Boogie Nights again.
Oh, my God.
And my dick is not, I'm not going to say it's hard, but it has blood in it.
I love her. I just want her to know who I am.
Yeah, I don't think so, Chief. All right. Yeah, Chief.
Well, then why, when I was crossing the street next to Nick, did she look at my penis area and then do the tongue in the cheek blowjob?
Because I asked her to do that.
No, she
and
did.
And then the final scene in the movie thing. Is the biographer. He tells the cool guy, he's like, "You know, this all started because we never actually passed Heather Graham on the street."
Whoa.
It was just a woman, and I had said to him, "That was Heather Graham."
No, that was Heather Graham. No, I said to you, "That was Heather Graham."
And in his mind, he turned it into this fantasy. And I thought, what a brilliant subject mm-hmm. to biographize.
So you lied to me.
And then the cool guy looks at the biographer and he goes, "Why don't we go to that bookstore only me and you went to?"
Yeah, why don't we go to that bookstore?
And then scene.
And then King's Dominion. And then it ends with them getting fucked up at King's Dominion, hanging out with lav mics doing a separate podcast. And the movie's called The Good Podcast.
Yeah, Adam's Minds is a movie within the movie.
Wait,
of the
so
good podcast.
He was in a podcast with the cool guy and the director?
And the biographer. Mm-hmm. The biographer and the cool guy are co-directors. What don't you understand, Adam?
I don't get, but the understand? Adam's Minds used to be in a podcast with them?
Yes.
Before he was in finance?
Yes.
Yes.
This movie's confusing.
Yeah, it'll be well done, though.
All right. Maybe it'll get a Palme d'Or.
Oh, it'll get a Palme d'Or. It'll get a Palme d'Or, and it'll get my palm and some whores.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A Palme d'Or.
My
whores.
Whole hand in a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Put all four mitts in there.
A fist d'Or.
Mm-hmm. Fistful of cum.
Fistful of cum.
For just Clint Eastwood.
Get the hell out of here. I'm here to jack guys off. I'll ask the questions. I'll suck the guys off.
Yeah, they call him Dirty Harry. He's mm-hmm. got a sort of an unorthodox style of getting to the bottom of things.
He's real nasty and dirty.
Yeah, the script for Cruisin' was actually one of the Dirty Harry movies. But Clint got mad.
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck kind of gay shit Clint, you got me doing?
Clint became very mad. Was that the Twilight Zone guy?
My dick is big, my dick is big.
Imagine a world where everyone's gay except for one man because his penis is too small. Imagine a world known as the Twilight Zone.
So he's not gay because his dick is too small to be gay?
He's mm-hmm. straight, but it's because his dick is too small. In 1920s Louisiana,
he only had a 6-inch penis. Doo-doo-doo-doo, my dick can't get hard anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, Stav, you're going to come back with the tooth?
No, I'm right after we hit, whatever, we get this one in the can, folks, I'm driving to Baltimore, and I'm going to go chill with my brother for a night, and then in the morning, I go to take the indentation of the implant. They send that to a lab. It'll take them a couple weeks to make it,
mm-hmm.
and then I fucking go in. They screw my tooth in after that. So I'm going in, and the next time I go to the dentist.
This is the second to last.
Second to last, baby.
After you got your bone graft.
Did you drop me off in New Mexico on the way?
Yeah, thanks. It's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on there.
You want to go to Taos?
Well, in our surreal movie version of our life in Adam's minds, the cool guy drops off the biographer in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what are you going to do out here? And he says, hang out with Tim Dillon or something.
Definitely not gay shit, that's for sure.
And then he takes off, he dons his beret.
His beret, that's right. The beret for being good at fucking.
Tips his beret.
Yeah, and then the cool guy says, all right, bruv.
Yeah.
All right then, brother. Time to go to King's Dominion and eat bananas. Time to go and eat a whole bunch of bananas at King's Dominion.
Yes.
I gotta go home to Baltimore to have bananas with my brothers.
Can I ask you guys a question?
No.
Go ahead, Adam.
Is there a reason why the character's got the same name as me?
Just kind of that verbal.
I guess I didn't even really think about it. That is weird.
Interesting. I think the reason is just kind of that nice little rhetorical quirk of yours from Groundhog's days. Adam's minds kind of.
Oh, the quirk.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's just me being quirky.
It's you being quirky.
That's Adam's minds. Bangs. Adam's minds presumes the existence of a movie called Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
Groundhog's Days, and mm-hmm. also Groundhog's
Nights.
Day. So all every iteration Groundhog also exists Day. Within the confines of Adam's mind. And in the other version of Groundhog Day, Bill Murray isn't a singular character. He mm-hmm. represents, there's every single mm-hmm. restart of the day is a different Bill Murray.
Yes.
So it's actually impossible for the final Bill Murray to learn any kind of lesson.
Because, he's not the same guy.
It's not the same guy. The day only happened once, and in that version it is a omniscient version of Bill Murray that because of that omniscience, which is a gift from God,
right?
He is a better person.
Yep, and it shows us. Only God can improve you.
Only God can improve you, but you're preordained to have that improvement already because God could already mm-hmm. see the other possibilities, and he chose the Bill Murray that already would have had faith if he didn't have the omniscience.
Mm-hmm.
So that one
Yes.
That's the one that gets the gift of omniscience. Because right. God knows that even if he didn't have it,
he would have.
He still would have acted. He still would have acted both ethically and morally correct, mm-hmm. and also would have lived mm-hmm. with faith. Yep. And if I remember correctly, at the end of Groundhog Day, it ends with him walking into the seminary.
That's right.
And
he's like, "I've had enough pussy. I've learned enough French. Enough
pussy. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this bitch is a lesbian."
Andy?
Oh, yeah. God. He's probably in Groundhog Day for like, what, a million years?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Dude. I used to really like her, too, when I was a little kid.
No, you didn't.
Andy McDowell?
No, I don't believe
that. No, you had a crush on Alan Dershowitz.
I liked her.
I want you to go on the record and say that you've never had a crush on me and you've never wanted to see my penis and suck on my
I'll
penis.
I'll say that.
And if you can't materialize evidence that says that my penis has been sucked on by you or not, I've never had sex. I've never had sex, and I've had sex a million times.
Yeah, I've had sex with beautiful women.
I've had sex more than everybody in the entire world, and none of it was ever illegal.
And it never happened either.
It never happened. You can't prove it.
But you treat me like a guy that's fucked a
lot. I need to be treated as if I've had sex with everyone, and I've never had sex.
That would be the perfect way to be treated.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think it's about time, folks.
It's about that time,
On
folks.
January 19th, Heather Graham posted a picture having dinner with at NYC Denim. And it looks like she's pretty close with this guy.
Shut up, dude.
I'm pissed off, honestly, just looking at this
You're
pic.
Too ugly for her.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean I'm too ugly for her?
You heard me.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the show, folks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let Adam know he's ugly, too ugly for Heather Graham.
That's you should.
If you want shirts, it's cum.town.
And check out Stavi Solves Your Problems on YouTube, and it's a podcast as
Best
well.
Best of now. Luck to Stav on the tooth.